com.
You better you bet that Nick Costos has the hottest takes.
How about the Chicago Bulls? Hey, Charlotte, here's Kobe White for a ham sandwich. Ayo Dosunmu, now we can trade you for a bag of bricks. No wonder the Bulls fired everybody. They literally handed Kobe White on a silver platter to Charlotte. Charlotte's like, oh, you want to give us this freewheeling, swashbuckling, microwave scorer guard to come off the bench with the way we like to play? Okay.
It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos. Monday through Friday, 9 to noon on The Fan Upstate. TheFanUpstate.com.
Computer, mental health support. The list goes on.
Olivia H. absent.
Preston L. absent.
Chloe B. absent.
The reasons why they're absent are very real, and yet the solution is someone present to help them along their path. When site coordinators from communities and schools are on hand, they connect kids to the resources they need. And when they do, 99% of students are present and remain in school throughout the year.
Jacob O., grade 10.
Present.
Communities and Schools works directly with students, helping them overcome obstacles to succeed in school and in life. Learn more at communitiesinschools.org. Being present matters.
Red Zone Energy, real-time reaction. BetMGM tonight with Brad Evans and Pat Boyle rolls on.
Welcome back. BetMGM tonight, Westwood One Sports. He's Brad Evans. I'm Pat Boyle. Phone number to join the show is 310-840-4910. Huge shout-out, as always, to our guy, Nick Friedel, our Odyssey NBA insider. This segment is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Save on commercial auto insurance from Progressive. Get a fast quote at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Before we talk to you about maybe perfect game on the horizon for Paul Skeens, first, this from our friends at BetMGM. You're looking to take your MLB action to the next level this season? Boosted odds are here to crank up every pitch, swing, and home run. BetMGM is hooking you up with your very own MLB Odds Boost token. Just add any MLB bet to your bet slip, activate your Odds Boost token, and lock it in. If your bet hits, you're cashing out with an even bigger payout. Brad, you've been tracking this game so far, and after flirting with a no-no last time out, how about maybe a perfect game this time out for Paul Skeens? What is he doing right now in Pittsburgh against the Colorado Rockies? Because he is shoving.
Dude, he is dealing right now. He has completed three impeccable innings, only 35 total pitches. Hell, he struck out the first six batters of the game of the Colorado Pebbles. They're not even Rockies. Again, they'll play a little bit better at 16-25 this season. But again, he is on point tonight. Ultra sharp, to say the least. It is 1-0. Pittsburgh over the Rockies right now on the top of the fourth. So Skeens back on the mound, throwing to his first batter. And Julian, we're going to see what he does here in a second. But three perfect innings so far with already six punch outs. A guy is absolutely popping the mitt right now.
Yeah, I mean, just downright ridiculous, downright filthy. You know, again, going into this start, had an ERA of 2.36, which is actually nearly half a point higher than his ERA the last two seasons. But let's not forget opening day, O'Neal Cruz definitely hurt him when he dropped those two fly balls. Those were five earned runs. And then the Cardinals, they were the only team that kind of actually truly got to him two starts ago on April 30th when he gave up three runs off of two home runs in a loss to the Cardinals. Other than that, those two starts, the only ones that he's given up more than one earned run in. But two of his last three starts, eight shutout innings with two hits allowed to the D-backs, and seven shutout innings with one hit allowed to the Brewers. And again, so far, oh wow, that was a deep fly ball to center, but it's a fly out. So 10 up, 10 down against the Colorado Rockies. And as Brad said, Paul Skeens struck out his first six batters. We had some big news, though, today, Brad. Jeff Passan broke a story that that Major League Baseball and the Players Union have met today to begin labor talks. We're 6 months away from this potential lockout that at least I feel like is going to happen to some extent and jeopardize games in the 2027 season. You think there's a good possibility We might not have baseball at all next year. Well, it was good that they met, but reportedly, each side offered opening presentations. Nice little, here's a little PowerPoint on what we'd like. But sources said no proposals were actually made. Major League Baseball and the owners, they still want to pursue that salary cap. The players staunchly oppose it. It feels like maybe the compromise is a salary cap and a salary floor, but does Major League Baseball and the owners and the Players Association meeting today do anything to give you any relief or hope of what's coming here in a couple of months, or not really?
Zero. I think distance between the two sides is very wide. I mean, it's Texas wide, folks. And there's not going to be resolution anytime soon. Jeff Passan had some interesting nuggets in his article there at ESPN.com, citing as well that should a lockout last into the spring, this is directly from Passan's call, and I'm reading word for word. Negotiations last time began in earnest with the threat of missed games. Intervention from politicians, including the president, could be in play. Three-time All-Star Mark Teixeira, of course, a former Texas Rangers standout, former member of the MLBA, BPA's executive subcommittee, is expected to win November election to represent the 21st district in Texas and would likely play a central role in any House hearings. So, I mean, if you get government involved in this, there's not going to be resolution. I mean, let's be real. Let's be honest. That's only going to drive a wedge further. Given the divisiveness of politics right now, I don't see how the compromise is going to be met. I don't know where the common ground is going to be. The players don't want the cap. The owners obviously want the cap. There needs to be a salary floor, which you and I have discussed. Truth is somewhere in the middle. They need to sit down and find it and not have any third parties come in and intervene in those discussions. It's between the players. This is between the owners. And they got to hash things out. But more than likely, I agree, this is going to drag not only in the spring, but probably the early portion of next summer. We'll be lucky, I think, to have an abbreviated Major League Baseball season. It is better than a 0% chance. We have no season at all. And if there's no rawhide being tossed around during the hot summer months next year, I guess you and I are going to be breaking down professional badminton. Congrats.
Yeah, well, look, you know I could talk tennis. I could talk plenty of tennis, and there's tennis basically 11 months out of the year. So I guess, we joke around, there's that meme, get ready to learn Chinese, buddy. Hey, Brad, get ready to learn tennis, buddy, because we might have to talk about it if there's no baseball next summer, June and July and August, before football revs up and the basketball and hockey playoffs are done. We have the World Cup this summer. Maybe we should just reschedule the World Cup for next summer, and then we can just talk soccer every day for like a month to fill the place of baseball. So, I agree with what you said. Yeah, I agree with what you said. There really seems to be a huge gap. And again, remember, Bruce Meyer took over as the MLB Players Association executive director after Tony Clark resigned. So he has pushed back big time on the idea of a cap, which all the top player leaders feel the same way. And it feels like we're, just a short time away from Major League Baseball officially proposing that salary cap, and then the players pushing back on it, despite right now records in viewership, records in attendance. Yeah. I mean, the game, it seems to be, in this century, an all-time high in popularity. And so, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But, owners want to spend less money. Tell me if you heard that before. And I'll tell you what, maybe the worst thing, Brad, for a potential lockout is the fact that the players can make the argument, well, why would you put a salary cap? Let the Dodgers and the Yankees and the Mets spend all their money. Look at the standings right now. There is so much parity. Yeah, the game's in a great spot. You want to potentially ruin that? We don't need a salary cap. So, look, they're going to lock out the players if there is no salary cap. So if you want there to be a salary cap, maybe you should start rooting for the top teams to start doing really damn good, and all the poor teams to start, the teams that cry poverty, to start doing really damn bad. Because maybe that's the only thing that we get that pushes us towards an agreement. Otherwise, I do think we're going to be missing a decent chunk of games next year, and I don't really think there's anything that's going to stop it.
Let me ask you this. What do you feel is a magic number for a cap, and what is the magic number for the floor? I think the cap has got to be between 250 and 300 million. I mean, you look at the Dodgers right now, they got, what, a $417 million salary, and the lowest payroll in Major League Baseball, again, belongs to Miami Marlins at like 80-some-odd million, and that's it. I think the floor has got to be minimum 100 million. But the maximum probably, what, maybe 275, 300? What are fair numbers, cap and floor, in your estimation?
Yeah, again, when you add in the tax payroll for the Dodgers, it's $417 million. Mets are $382, Yankees are $337. So if you're include, well, I guess you wouldn't include the tax, right? You would just include the pre-tax payroll. And I think if you do the pre-tax payroll for the Dodgers, I think it's just over $300 million. So I would, and the Mets are $334. I would say the pre-tax payroll would probably be, well, again, there wouldn't be no tax because there would be a cap. So I guess that doesn't, then it's irrelevant. Yeah. The cap would probably be $300 million. And I think the floor would probably be, I mean, again, the Marlins is 78. Guardians 80, White Sox 89, A's 91. You are probably going to bump those teams up to minimum 100. I would hope it would be 125, between 125 and 300. Maybe you do between 125 and 275. Maybe that's the magic number. That would be my guess.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I think that's entirely fair. So we're already giving them right now the blueprint to get this damn thing done. So if they can come to some sort of agreement on a cap number, and that's going to be the ultra key in this, because players want to maximize their earning potential, and understandably so, where they stand in that. But that floor has got to exist. We cannot have some of these rosters being put together with Elmer's glue and scotch tape.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what the Miami Marlins have right now. They got to go out there and spend a little bit of capital, make this a fair and balanced product across the board.
Yep, agreed. 310-840-4910 is the phone number to join the show. When we come back, we'll do a little multi-sport, multiple choice. Get your Scantrons and your pencils ready. He's Brad Evans. I'm Pat Boyle. This is BetMGM tonight on Westwood One Sports.
Who's making a run? And who's done? We're just a few games away from the NBA Finals. Get daily NBA playoff reaction on Westwood One Sports.
Now at McDonald's, a sausage McMuffin is only $1.50. So stop dreaming about breakfast sausage and go get it. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
You've put in the work to get that first job, moved up the ranks, or started a family. Now it's time to take your success to the next level. At University of Maryland Global Campus, we're here to help you keep that momentum going with educational programs built around real-world, in-demand career skills. We'll teach you how to apply emerging technologies like AI and data science, plus timeless skills like leadership, communication, critical thinking, and more. Affordable, accredited, and online. A UMGC education fits your life so you can keep growing while you keep going. You've succeeded before. Now succeed again. At UMGC, we believe nothing should stand in the way of your next achievement. Not doubt, not your life stage, and especially not an application fee. Just apply by June 1st and we'll waive your application fee. Learn more at umgc.edu. That's umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance. And now we're customizing this late night ad to make you more alert, which could help your driving. And science tells us that pulsing beats faster, stimulating audio like traveling sound, and voices on the higher, so-called brighter end of the audio spectrum like this can encourage focus. Also, a familiar tune can help, so
liberty, 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 liberty.
Now at McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
From the News Talk 98.9 WORD Weather Center, here's the Carolinas' most trusted forecast on The Fan Upstate. Clear skies tonight with lows around 52. Southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Bright sunshine again tomorrow. Highs level off around 78. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on The Fan Upstate. Right now, 70.